This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. The best promotion we can possibly ask for is the word of those who are in the fields and feedlots across our country, advocating for the producers. Telling the firsthand story of an American farmer resonates with our customers domestically as well as internationally. As the second largest ag-producing state, Iowa boasts many farmers who are taking the time to get involved in leadership roles in the local, state, and national levels. And one of those Iowa farmers is winding up her time on the United Soybean Board. We'll visit with April Hemmes next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
April Hemmes is a Hampton, Iowa farmer that has spent the better part of a decade working with the United Soybean Board to help use checkoff dollars to promote our products all over the world. As a farmer leader, she has seen a lot of improvement over her time. Hemmes reflected with pride on what she'd seen accomplished, starting with things like conservation.
You know, 9 years sometimes doesn't seem so long, but oh my goodness, in farming, you know, how much we've gained in those 9 years. I did a talk and I said, you know, 9 years ago, we were just starting our sustainability tour and really talking about how sustainability had become so important, especially to the consumers. And now, you know, they almost take it for granted, and it's in everything. So, you know, just being ahead of trends like that and being able to talk about what we do on the farm, you know, has really been a great ride.
Hemmes talks about the return on investment that the Soybean Checkoff has been able to deliver to America's farmers. The latest update has just come out, and despite lower prices, it's still looking pretty good.
Right, and we just had Dr. Kaiser gave us the ROI report. So that's part of the checkoffs thing we have to do through USDA is do a return on investment every 5 years. And the last one was $12.34. And I thought, oh, it's going to be so much worse, you know, with these prices. It's actually $12.30. So every dollar of checkoff money of our farmer dollars that are invested, the return of $12.30. And I always say, I don't know another government program that gives you that kind of return. So, you know, you think of that and all the things we've done, and it's really, you know, money invested wisely. Even though, you know, the markets go up and down, but those dollars are really going to work for U.S. farmers.
Hemmes reflects on some of the accomplishments she's most proud of during her time at the United Soybean Board.
Increasing new uses, you know, things like soy firefighting foam, things soy can do so much, soy tires, you know, those are just great stories, especially in Iowa, the pavement, the asphalt. So the soy oil, Hylex soy oil used in the asphalt paving is replacing the chemicals that they were using in petroleum. And that started at Iowa State and Iowa Soybean Association and the state of Iowa. So all that investment working together.
Coming up Monday on Profit Matters, we'll talk with April about the places she's been able to visit and the importance of engaging with not only our consumers, but also our nation's soybean farmers. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.